today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Documentary is great. The music is fine.
It's fine.
Guys, we're about an hour out. Is that right, Mike? From Keith Jacobs.
It says 50 minutes. The Google Maps.
All right, beautiful. We're coming along. Mike has been the champion of driving, like he's just driving to the 7-Eleven.
Richard Petty driving.
Jackie Stewart in the front navigating, folks. and Mike Richard Petty behind the wheel.
That was a great accent.
Blanche, here's a question for you guys. Now, you can only choose one. Is that understood, gentlemen?
Understood.
Understood, Mike?
Understood.
Mike?
No.
Mike?
No.
For purposes of this question,
I'm a rebel. There's no rules where I'm involved.
Ready for this? Revolver or Quadrophenia?
Oh, Revolver.
That's not...
No
yeah.
problem at all.
No.
Okay. Not even going to think about it.
No.
Revolver.
I mean, I'm thinking about it a little bit. And here's why I'm thinking about it. Because Quadrophenia is a much more expansive work and is making more of a statement. Now, is the music as good as... Revolver has the better songs top to bottom, but it's half as many songs. I don't know. I would probably say a Revolver if I had to choose one. Okay. Like, if you're going to put me on an island and there was nothing else to listen to, I'd say Revolver. But I also think that that's very much an apples to oranges comparison in a lot of ways, so it's tough.
That's great. Those are great.
All right.
Those are really
apples
great.
And oranges, both great.
I mean,
your answers are fine.
If somebody asks me which my favorite, what I think the greatest album ever made, I always say Revolver.
Okay.
I mean, it's... One, because it's the height of the... It really is the Beatles at their yeah. peak. And the depth and the breadth of the songs is crazy, right? I mean, that album has Eleanor Rigby. She said. Think about how different Got to Get You Into My Life is from Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah. yeah.
And then it closes with freaking Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah.
The first song they recorded the session.
That's the first song they did for the session. And then they also on there is For No One. Mm-hmm. Taxman's Freaking the Rocker. Oh, And Your Bird Can Sing, which I know both me and Nick love. I just think there's just... It just effortlessly just...
Clear cut for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I love them both, though.
Yeah. But. Yeah. For the record, I would go with Quadrophenia because it was probably the first... big long album I ever fell in love with and really thought I got it. You know what I mean? I used to listen to Walking Home from School. I remember I would wait till the last part of the walk to play Love Rain Over Me because I was like, I'm almost home. I'm playing that at the end.
Sand.
Yes, yeah. I'm done with school. Absolutely. So, yeah. Excellent question. Thank you, listeners.
And the freaking drums on Can You See the Real Me?
Oh,
God. I mean, like, you can go to YouTube and you can find the isolated drums and you listen to them and it's just, it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, and also with Keith, it's not like, it's like, yeah. You know, as Townsend used to say, Keith used to play, do, and then fall over, you know.
I think that's a great point. The whole band on Quadrophenia is playing maybe near their peak.
Yeah.
For a band that had been together, you know, over a decade, just about a decade at that point. So, certainly
fantastic.
Amazing. Certainly
Townsend
amazing.
And neither band ever did a good job of playing those songs live, though.
Yeah.
The Beatles didn't play them at all. They didn't play zero from
Revolver. They never played anything.
Never played anything.
Pete tried to take Quadrophenia out on the road. It didn't work. No. Went right there back to playing Tommy and his yeah. next stuff.
Put away those quadraphonic speakers. It's not going to work, man. Thank you, listeners, for those questions as we get closer to Suburbs Fest 2025. Girl, I love you. Good news, synchronicity, some might say. We were just having a discussion about that. Anyway, there is a 7-Eleven here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We are just going to cross the city limits, and then, manna from heaven, 7-Eleven is dropping down on top of us. And we're going to gas up the vehicle, and we're not too far away. So get ready, rocking the suburbs fast, 2025. Keith Jacobson, Thursday night. Getting ready to go. Hey folks, we are headed up on Route 27, I believe, in Michigan, and
we're a half hour away.
Half hour away, the lake house. You can almost smell it from here.
Yep.
It's gonna be great. Mike, first off, thank you so much for this heroic piece of driving.
This has been absolutely a really fun drive. I've loved every minute of it. It's been really fun.
Time has sped away as we have sped across the USA.
I didn't even mind Nick talking about Wilco.
He didn't talk about Wilco that much.
I talked way more about Billy Joel than I did about Wilco, so figure that out.
Why was Billy Joel the main topic? I guess because we watched the documentary recently.
Yeah, and I think the proportion of a five-hour documentary needs a certain amount of talk.
Yeah. Five-hour documentary.
That's right. We wrote our own script.
Nick and I will be doing Billy Joel Week next week. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
No.
Mike, still hey, rock and roll to me.
Hey,
no matter what you say.
Hey, don't throw stones, Nick. Glass houses. You guys, anytime you want to do anything on Rockin' the Suburbs, of course, the platform is there for you. Do you guys have anything in the works at the moment?
We have a couple of ideas we're bouncing around.
Okay. So anything you care to share? It's too little too early.
I think what I would like to do, there's one I think we're actually, speaking of Wilco, I think we're going to do. We're going to watch the doc. I think one of the things they want to do is like watch documentaries and discuss them. And I think one of the ones we're going to watch is I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. Mm-hmm. We thought that would be a I'm always interested in band dynamics and how bands do things. And it's rare you get a fairly honest representation of a band making an album. And I think that's actually a band making. And the music is, it's fine.
It's fine. We know what that means now.
Documentary is great. The music is fine.
It's fine.
There's some good vomiting in that movie, if I recall correctly, in that documentary.
Thank you.
Good vomiting scene.
Just thanks for sharing this long drive.
Always happy to share that kind of stuff.
Nick, you've been a wonderful navigator. Thank you.
Oh, well done.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
But
I do have one hot tip that we need to tell the listeners.
Right.
Came up at our trip to the 7-Eleven gas station when Mike was confused as to where his gas tank is at. What side of the car is this on? Folks, you can look at your gas meter. It says empty and full, and an E and F, and then there's a little icon that looks like a gas pump, and there's an arrow that's pointing in the direction of where your gas tank is. So always remember that. It's in every car, and it's your hot tip for today.
So when this episode comes out, somebody make a little poll in the comment section, like it'd be TIL or everybody knows that. Like, so
that's what I want to know. If you don't know, I will say two people and two out of three people in this car learned something about that. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. And as Wilco once said, Mike, I don't like riding on the passenger side. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, wake up. Your eyes weren't open wide. For the last couple of miles, you've been swerving from side to side. Passenger side.
Yeah.